I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, my last word, I promise, about Joe Wilson and last week's rudeness outbreak. That's my Can I Just Tell You commentary, and it's next. But first, R&B fans rejoiced this year when Whitney Houston made a comeback with her new album, I Look to You. Now get ready for the return of another big voice from years gone by, Melba Moore. Now, many will remember Moore from her days as a Tony Award-winning Broadway actress and a chart-topping singer with hits like Fallen. I'm falling, yeah. I'm falling, yeah. I'm falling in love. I'm in love. And now Melba Moore is back with a new album of duets with singer Phil Perry, The Gift of Love. It's her first R&B album since 1990, and she joins us now to talk about it from our bureau in New York. Welcome. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
What a pleasure. You can tell I'm excited. I haven't had a CD since... Did I have CDs in 1990?
Now, see, why are we not going to reveal that, okay, that age? We're not going there. So.
Well, I'm glad to be thriving and having a new start, so it's okay with me.
It's not that you haven't been singing, but you've been focusing on gospel. Why the return to R&B now, and what took you so long?
Well, it wasn't just going to gospel. I really lost my whole career. I lost the ability through a bad relationship through my ex-husband, who was my manager, to perform or to really to have a life. Everything got shut down. So I was and still am a born-again Christian, but I didn't have any music. So I started to learn some of the traditional hymns and develop a repertoire. And then finally I went to my dear friend Shirley Murdoch, and she wrote some songs for me. So I began to establish myself in the gospel field with, you know, a fresh start.
All the more reason why I think it may be remarkable to many people that not only is this new album titled The Gift of Love, the first cut on the album is... It's a personal
optimistic
favorite around here. Optimistic. So I think, why don't we just play a minute and talk to me about how you're able to get optimistic after going through all that. Here it is. If things around you crumble, no, you don't have to stumble and fall. Keep pushing on and don't you look back. So that was, of course, Optimistic, which many people know from the sounds of Blackness. So how did you come up with the idea of A, duets, many of which are love songs, and start off with Optimistic? How did you...
Well, I didn't do the sequencing, but I agree with it. I think we really, truly are optimistic. Over the years, over through all out the challenges, the thing that's kept me is the name of Jesus, the scriptures, and even in the deepest pits and just crying my heart out. He says, don't be afraid. I'm with you here. Just say my name.
And do you mind if I ask you if you felt your faith tested by all this?
Absolutely, but I really didn't have anything else. And you heard the expression, broke as Job's turkey?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the grace was I didn't have anything else. Of course, I mean, I love the Lord, and that kind of really was all that was there. And by the time maybe I would have gone to getting depressed, he would give me something each moment, each day. And each moment is built on that until I really am optimistic.
Okay. Let's play another song from the album, which kind of speaks to that finding your faith in the small moments. It's a ballad, I Believe.
Oh, I believe above the storm, the smallest breath will still be heard. And I believe that someone in the grace somewhere hears every word. And every time I hear a newborn baby cry,
well, you know, I had to play, we had to hear that famous range, right? That famous Melba range. Oh. You were worried the glass was going to break.
So. I didn't even go high on that one.
I know you didn't, but we want to give them everything, right, up front. We want to save a little bit there. How has your voice held up through all this? Because as I said, one of the things you are famous for is not just the power of the voice, but the range.
Well, praise God, has gotten, now I'm older, so I have more depth. I actually, the top is extending. It's higher and louder. It's getting stronger.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with Melba Moore. Her new album of duets with Phil Perry is titled The Gift of Love. Of course, many people will know you from your Broadway work, the original Broadway recording from Hair, which you joined back in 1967. I don't know. Should we play something from Hair just for fun?
Oh, yeah. It's back on Broadway.
That's right.
Okay, all over again.
Here we go. I don't know if you're still up for those nude scenes, but, you know.
I went to the opening. It's more powerful than it was in our show.
You have to tell me why, but let's have you singing the song White Boys.
White boys are so pretty. Skin as smooth as milk. White boys are so pretty. Hair like Chinese silk. I tell you that your white boys give me goosebumps. White boys give me the chills. And when they touch my shoulder, that's the touch that kills.
Well, how is it hearing yourself singing that song now from 1967? Does it bring anything up for you? Is it funny? Does you think, oh,
yeah,
my goodness,
funny.
What are we wearing?
It's funny. It reminds me, I guess, how I've always been a person with a sense of humor. I can hear the tongue-in-cheek in the tones in my singing.
You broke a lot of barriers on Broadway. You were one of the first African-American women to win a Tony. You were the first African-American performer to take over a lead role from a white actress. Do you remember all that as being important at the time?
Absolutely. Well, not so much at the time because I didn't have any preparation to be an actress. Everything was really quite a shock and, you know, learning on the job. There's so much to focus on. You can't really take in how, if it's important or if it's going to make a difference. I mean, I saw over the years now, a lot of people who got Tony Awards that it didn't do for their careers what it did for mine. So you don't really know at the time, I don't think.
What is that what you wanted when you were coming along? I know you come from a musical family. Your father, your mother, your stepfather, all are artists and performers. Is this what you wanted?
I don't think people...
Without all the drama, of course. I'm sure you weren't...
if I could have had it without that. Yeah. You don't get it without that. So, but I don't think black people knew to aspire to be actors and actresses. It happened because we came upon opportunities and we said yes and tried to learn on the job. But everybody who has nice, healthy red blood wants to be an R&B singer or a rock singer, you know, from our times too, or rhythm and blues singer. You want to have hit records, yeah, if you can sing.
Was it hard to sing all these love songs, given all that you have been through?
Oh, no. So much good has happened over the last 10 years, especially, until I've really kind of been built back up. And one of the things that happens when you have really, really difficult challenges, you have to focus. And that's either going to make you or break you. You really have to choose. And I chose optimism. I chose joy. I chose life. And so that's what I've become. So by the time the goodies like Phil Perry and Shiny Key Records come along, I'm just driven over with joy and happiness and gratitude because I know the other side, but almost at a distance.
Did you have a favorite song on this album?
I think It's All Right.
It's All Right? Okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
Is it because?
Because it got that gospel spirit.
One of these old mornings, I said it won't be very long. You gonna look for me, but I'll be going on home. When I'm going up to glory, that's when I'm gonna sing and shout. And not you, and you and nobody ever keep me up. Oh,
all right.
Say when I make it to the city.
You know, you've had such a big life. You know, the huge impact on Broadway, the big voice, the big breakup, this big embarrassment, so many twists. And now you've remade yourself. You're doing gospel. You have a solo act. You've done all these things. And what do you think's the lesson here? What's the story of Melba?
Well, it's a good life, and if it's going to be a great life, it's going to be a difficult life. And if you can kind of figure out how to surrender to that, I think you'll take the best and leave the rest as you continue. Life is good. You can take that away from it and keep struggling it, and knowing that struggle is movement. It's what life really is, and that's good. It's good.
What's next for you?
I'm a partner in a new restaurant called Gospel Uptown, and we've got wonderful food, so I'm promoting that and bringing gospel and R&B entertainment. It's in Manhattan. It's on Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem.
Is it one of those teases where people think they're going to come up there and see you?
Well, they can see me. I'm up there quite a bit. And, okay. And we're going to have like once a month Melba Moore and friends. And the style of food is, I'll call it Nouveau Soul Asian.
Okay.
In other words, well, we got some fried chicken and a few, like, you know, traditionally soul food dishes, but essentially it's delicious, but it's healthy.
Delicious, so, but healthy. Words for a living, right?
Yeah.
Well, what should we go out on? What song should we say goodbye on?
Oh, I know. You're All I Need to Get By.
Okay. You're All I Need to Get By.
I love this CD.
All right. It's on Melba Moore's latest album, her new album of duets with Phil Perry. It's titled The Gift of Love, and she was kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. Good luck to you. Thank you so much for speaking with
us. Thank you, Michelle.
Melba Moore and Phil Perry's album, The Gift of Love, comes out next week. If you have comments about the CD or have new music on your radar that you want us to know about, please call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, it's 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave us your name. You can also log on to our website where you can hear more of our prior music chats, read messages from fellow listeners, and enjoy a simpler social networking experience. Just go to thenewnpr.org, click on Programs, select Tell Me More, and blog it out.